Just one question in the halakha. This is a question more for your wives than it is for yourselves, but I'm sure it trickles down to yourselves as well. The question would be, is a lady obligated to wear tefillin? Which means, once a girl becomes bat mitzvah 12, does she start wearing the tefillin? Now, all of us obviously know the answer to this question, but it is not as simple as you think. Gemara in Erubin on Daf Tzadiheh actually brings the opinion of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda that indeed hold that ladies are obligated to wear tefillin. It's the opinion of two major Tanaim, if there's such a thing as major Tanaim. Furthermore, the Gemara tells us that Michal, the daughter of Shaul, wore tefillin. And the Gemara says that the rabbis did not chastise her, they did not rebuke her, which means they accepted it. So it seems from Michal Batshul wearing the tefillin, the rabbis allowing her to do it, that the ladies do wear the tefillin. However, it should be pointed out that the Tosafot brings down that story of Michal that wore tefillin. He has a different ending to that story. His girsa was from the Pesikta. It says there that the rabbis did rebuke her, and the rabbis did chastise her. And because of this, Maran does write in the Shulchan Aruch that ladies are exempt from wearing the tefillin, and the Rama adds that v'ima nashim rotzim lahmir al atzman, if the ladies want to be mahmir, mochim biyadam, we chastise them, which means they should not wear tefillin. Now, what about Michal, the daughter of Shaul? So the Mekubalim write that according to the Kabbalah, she had the soul of a zachar. And that's why the Navi tells us that Michal never had children. Because if a female has the neshama of the zachar, she cannot conceive. And therefore she was special. She was from the zachar side, whatever that means. And therefore she knew that she, is shayach to the mezvah tefillin. But every other lady should not wear the tefillin. It should be pointed out that Yonatan ben Uziel, on his Pirush of the Torah, on the Pasuk in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, when it says, Lo yiye keli gever al isha, when it says that a lady should not wear a man's clothes or a man's garments, he explains the following, Lo yiye golin de tzitzit ul trilin de nun tekune gever al iteta. He learns the Pirush of that Pasuk is a lady should not wear tzitzit or tefillin, which are considered a men's garments. According to the Yonatan ben Uziel, it's an added isur of you're wearing men's clothes or you're wearing men's utensils. So therefore the halakha, of course we tell our ladies to keep their custom. This is an item where we say they should not be ma'mira. And of course you have some egalitarian women in some of these newfangled minyanim that were created from the feminist movement, that the ladies, they don't only want to be firemen today and police women, but they also want to wear tefillin. So they made for themselves a minyan to put on the tefillin. But clearly over here, it's clear that they are in defiance of the halakha. Unless you want to say that they have a neshama b'zachar, so then already, unless they know something we don't know, they might act like zecharim, but we don't know if they have the neshama b'zachar. So our ladies should continue their practice of not wearing tzitzit or tefillin.